indefinitely postponing and maybe avoiding World War III. A truce will mean that the myth of Red China's invincibility in the Orient has been unmasked and destroyed. It will mean that the Russian satellites, even Red China, will stop, look, and listen before again overrunning the land of a neighboring people. It will mean that Russia is either not ready or not able to put her own military power into the conflict. It will mean that Russia has turned aside and declined to provoke World War III, at least for a season. A truce in Korea will mean that the Joint Chiefs of Staff were right, that the aggression in Korea could be stopped and the war won without provoking all-out war. It will prove that the proposals to expand the war to Red China were unwise and unnecessary, that our government was right in staying in the United Nations and refusing to go it alone in Asia. A truce will mean that in using our power with boldness, courage, and faith, we were able to stop aggression, and that if we will continue to build our strength and have the courage and patience and faith to use it when necessary, we can in the future stop aggression and prevent World War III.
Thank you, Senator Kerr. Now, gentlemen, won't you join me around the microphone? We haven't heard from you, Dr. Cohen, for quite a little time. Perhaps you have a question or a comment that you'd like to add.
Well, I would like to say that I fully concur with the opinions expressed by Senator Kerr. I believe that the ceasefire in Korea will bring about first a cooling period that will allow, in the second place, the holding of negotiations to solve the more fundamental issues, such as unification of Korea and the representation of China, etc. And that this means that any possibility of the outbreak of a new global war, of a new worldwide conflict, have been removed considerably by negotiations today of a ceasefire in Korea.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen.
It seems to me, Doctor, that you're being utterly too optimistic about this thing. Isn't it a fact that the Russians are moving in several other directions in the war, in the world? Is there any reason to believe that trouble won't break out tomorrow in Iran or in any of a half dozen other places over the globe? I think you're looking at this through rose-colored glasses.
Dr. Cohen, do you have on your rose-colored glasses?
Not at all. I'm afraid that Governor Peterson lets his prejudices color his own opinion. I don't think he's a pessimist. I believe that, as a matter of fact, although we have serious tensions going on in the world today, and that there are many sores which may break eventually into a serious eruption, in not all of them you can detect the hand of the Soviet Union, my dear Governor.
Governor Peterson, are those
prejudices? Would you name one where you can't detect the hand of the Soviet Union?
Just name one.
Dr. Cohen, do you want to name one?
Well, I would say that the Iranian case is not one in which you can directly blame the Soviet Union.
You wouldn't say that it wasn't in there, would you? You wouldn't say it wasn't in there.
Now, we don't want this to be a dialogue between Dr. Cohen and Governor Peterson. Senator Kerr, you've been standing on the bylines. What's your comment on this?
Well, I enjoyed the forthright declaration of Governor Peterson very much, but I would like for him to tell us if he doesn't think that as of this hour, the best course to follow is to secure the truce in Korea and then follow through in our improved position from the standpoint of strength to maintain the inspection and the strength that will enable us to prevent aggression in the future.
You mean the inspection, Senator Kerr, in Korea itself? If you mean that, of course, it failed utterly under the United Nations up to June 1950. The United Nations was absolutely incompetent in Korea. And as a matter of fact, Dean Acheson told our governor's conference just two or three days before the outbreak of the war in Korea that we had done an effective job of containing communism in Korea. Now, I'll leave it to the audience how effective our job was. Now, if you mean that we should withdraw from Korea and conserve our strength and utilize it in other areas of the world which may be important, more important to America, then I'd be inclined, Senator Kerry, to say that that might be a realistic attitude. But let's not kid the people that we won anything in Korea.
Well, let's not belittle ourselves that we didn't. Because the North Koreans failed, their forces were destroyed. Communist China failed, her forces have been beaten, and Russia has backed away. We not only have whipped all that she sent into Korea, but she now asks a truce. I do not believe in pulling out of Korea, even if we get a truce. I believe in guarding that with strength that we have achieved with strength. The reason that we got nothing done in Korea in 1948 was because we had an agreement to come out of Korea. That was our agreement to come out of the South, Russia's agreement to come out of the North. Of course, Russia hasn't lived up to her agreement. But you don't believe in going to war with Russia every time she breaks an agreement, do you, Governor?
If we go to war with her, Senator, I'd say let's go once and let's mean business. Let's not monkey around all over the world.
Yeah, but you don't want to go unless she forces it on you, do you, Governor?
No, I don't, but she's mighty close to forcing it upon us.
Well, we want to push her further away from it rather than persuade her closer to it, don't we?
Let me ask you this question, Senator. If we withdraw from Korea, and of course that's our ultimate purpose, if the United Nations takes over again, what reason is there to believe that you will not have duplicated exactly in Korea the situation that existed there, that started there in June 1950?
May I answer that, Senator?
Fine, Doctor.
A ceasefire will undoubtedly contain an agreement on the measures requisite to avoid the recurrence of any further military action. And you have to start from the assumption, Governor Peterson, that those who negotiate agreements are doing so on good faith and not start by assuming that one of the parties is going to break such an agreement.
You name one time since the end of World War Number Two when the Russians did deal in good faith.
My dear Governor, I'm an international civil servant. I'm not passing judgment on the conduct of any member nation of the United Nations. You can do that as an American public man, so can Senator Kerr. But I can say one thing, Governor. The greatest victory achieved in Korea so far is to prove to the world that the nations can and do get together in order to protect law and in order to repel lawlessness. I think that is the greatest victory achieved because it means that we have something to rely upon for the future and not merely upon the preparedness of one nation, no matter how powerful she may be, in order to keep the peace for all the peoples of the world.
Dr. Cohen, may I agree with you heartily in your hope that as time goes on, the civilized peoples of the world will develop enough common sense and will develop the machinery to bring about peace and the elimination of these needless slaughter fests that come off every 25 years or so.
Governor, I would like to say this about our withdrawing from Korea. We don't have any more intention of withdrawing to a position where we would lose our effectiveness than we have hope that Russia or China will withdraw to where they will not have it. If we come back out of Korea, it will be only after effective arrangements have been made to keep the truce, and then we'll withdraw probably as far away as Japan, but no further.
Governor?
Well, my only answer to that, Senator, and I indicate a definite prejudice toward Russia, I don't believe you can enter into any kind of agreement. I don't think anyone is smart enough to write an agreement that the Russians will live up to
I see no reason why they wouldn't break that just as rapidly as they've broken all the other agreements they've made.
I think that is a definite possibility, Governor, but as of today, you have two alternatives. To either keep on fighting when they're asking for a truce, or move in the confidence of your own wisdom and your own strength, and work out a truce, and then have the effectiveness with which to keep that truce. Which one would you take?
I don't know whether it's important, but I believe we better keep the record straight. Didn't we plant the idea of a truce first? Wasn't it suggested by General Ridgway?
I don't know whether the hen or the egg was first, but I want to tell you right now, you ain't going to get very far without both of them.
Governor, I think that Dr. Cohen wants.
Well, I want to join you in eating the eggs, whether it's in Oklahoma or Nebraska.
Wonderful, Governor.
May I say, Governor Peterson, that I am surprised at the tremendous popularity that in a state of optimistic people you can have when you are such a pessimist.
Let me suggest to you, Doctor, that I'm not a pessimist, but I think I'm a realist. And I spent 4 years of my life in this last war, and I'm not very much ambitious about getting into another one. But I see nothing to indicate in our dealings with Russia that we're not drifting in that direction.
Senator Kerr, do you want to make a final comment in this roundtable?
Well, I want to say that we are drifting away from war. Any time that this nation is alert and vigorous, on its toes and united at home, and in a position of being united with her allies, we are developing the strength that will lead us away from war, if it is humanly possible to do so, but which, on the other hand, will enable us to win it if it is forced upon us. And certainly, Governor, I know that you agree with this, that it is our responsibility to do everything within our power to avoid it if possible, and if not, to postpone it as long as possible.
Mr. Cohen, would you like to make a final summary statement?
I'm very happy to see that both the senator and the governor do not wish to have a war falling upon the quiet existence of large communities such as your own, and that they would rather proceed to find some formula of compromise under which, with honor to all parties involved and with the principles made sacred by being written into the Charter of the United Nations, we can all work together, regardless of our ideological differences, for a better world in which to live.
Governor Peterson?
I have no difference with those sentiments, Dr. Cohen, or even with those expressed by you, Senator Kerr, excepting that I cannot place the confidence in faith in the good conduct of Russia that you gentlemen seem to do.
The senator wants another word.
I do not place the confidence in Russia. I place it in the mighty, united, strong arm of America and her allies.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for helping us to get into the issues in tonight's question. We will continue our discussion in just a moment after we hear from our announcer.
Wherever you will be these Tuesday nights during the rest of the summer, at home or at your favorite vacation spot, remember that Town Meeting remains on the air straight through the summer months. We will continue to bring you stimulating discussions of timely subjects. Here is news of special interest to our listeners in and around the Oakland and San Francisco areas. Our next two programs will originate from the famous Bay Cities. Next week from Oakland, the following week from San Francisco. Both programs will be presented locally on Monday night for rebroadcast at our regular time on Tuesday. At the close of tonight's discussion, our moderator will announce the subject and speakers for next week's broadcast from Oakland. Our listeners in California can obtain tickets from the Oakland and San Francisco town meetings by contacting the Chamber of Commerce in each city. We will rejoin Americans' town meeting after station identification.
You're listening to WENR and WENR-FM, your ABC station in Chicago.
Now we are ready to take questions from our enthusiastic audience here at the Stewart Theater in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we'll start with a question from the lady in the left aisle. Yes.
This is to Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Cohen?
What authority does Russia have in designing this truce? They have never admitted being involved in the fighting.
Dr. Cohen?
Well, the Soviet Union deputy foreign minister had the same right as the representative of any nation, not only those involved in the Korean difficulty, to suggest that the time had come when negotiations could be started for a ceasefire.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen. Could we have a question from the gentleman in the nice white suit over here in the right aisle?
This question is to Governor Peterson.
Governor Peterson?
Do you not believe that it would be of military advantage to us now to disengage our forces from Korea?
Would you restate the question, please?
Do you not believe that it would be of military advantage to us now to disengage our forces from Korea?
Yes, I think it would. I don't know what position it leaves the South Koreans in, though, or free peoples the world around.
While you're up here, Governor, we have another question for you. Yes.
Governor Peterson, if the Korean truce results in peace, what terms would you advocate for the settlement of the Russian-American dilemma?
The Russian-American dilemma? Well, now, that is the $64 question. You have two clashing ideologies.